Human Rights Watch says Muammar Gaddafi's captured son, Saif al-Islam, says he hasn't seen a lawyer or any family members since being arrested by Libya's revolutionary forces in November, though he did say he was being treated well. The International Criminal Court charged al-Islam with crimes against humanity, but Libyans want to try him at home. Will they be seeking revenge or justice? We recently had a chance to ask.
Osama, we're going to come out to the side.
Okay.
Go nice and slow.
30-year-old Osama el-Amin winces in pain as occupational therapist Lori Beal pulls his left arm towards her.
Slowly.
Yep.
Slowly.
On February 20th in Libya, Osama was shot by Muammar Gaddafi's troops. A bullet is lodged in his chest, 2 inches from his heart.
Yeah, we have a fracture of his humerus.
Osama says after he was captured, tortured, and left for dead, his family found him, got him to Tunisia. Then he was one of 22 Libyans flown by the State Department with funds from Libya's Transitional Council to Spalding Hospital here in Salem, Massachusetts. A surreal trip. They arrived on Halloween. The costumes had to be explained. Now this mechanic-turned-rebel is hoping to ride his motorcycle once again.
We're working on Osama being able to hold the handle, right? Bring your wrist up.
I cannot describe the pain that I feel right now.
Okay, then let's stop.
Okay.
Spalding has experience in helping injured American troops from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. But this was 22 trauma cases at one time.
What we did initially was that we set up the whole floor for these guys.
Kevin Love, Spalding's program director, gives a tour of the gym with rehab equipment. Computers with Skype so the Libyans can have face-to-face contact with family. Satellite TV, where they watch news from home. And for these soccer fanatics, a foosball table.
Then down at the end here, one of the things we weren't sure about was, you know, what kind of spiritual and religious needs they would have. So we contacted a local imam here in the Libyan-American community, and he helped us set up a prayer room, and I can let you can take a look here. And we had them set up the prayer rugs, so they put it in, and we don't go in there unless we take our shoes off. That's just out of respect.
Meals and medicine are scheduled so as not to conflict with prayer. The staff took cultural training, learning to ask permission before moving a Quran, rules for male-female relations, a basic primer on Islam, and some, like Dr. Richard Zanuski, are taking a stab at Arabic.
I've learned the standard greeting, kif halak, and I've also learned greeting, assalamu alaikum.
Dr. Zanuski and his team treat the serious physical injuries, spinal cord separations, head trauma, broken bones. Kevin Love, who served 2 tours in Iraq with the Army Reserve commanding a combat stress control unit, treats the ghosts of war.
These guys were in a fight, a war, and they're not professional soldiers. So they were just regular citizens who got caught up in a fight. And, of course, they saw a lot of awful things from, you know, deaths and injury to people they cared about and loved, their neighbors, their friends.
I saw the death in front of my eyes. One of my friends was killed in front of me.
Mefta Mokhtar Ahmad was 16 when he came to Spalding. The staff celebrated his 17th birthday with song and a cake. He has a bullet through his left hand, another in his shoulder, suffered when this high school student put down his books, took up a weapon, and stood up to Muammar Gaddafi's tanks in the city of Azawiya.
God gave us the power to do that.
Mefta remembers the day Muammar Gaddafi was captured and killed as one of unbelievable happiness, families cramming the center of his town to celebrate. And he says with a grin, sitting in a hospital in the U.S., he remembers what Gaddafi told Libyans about Americans. Gaddafi filled our heads with bad ideas about Americans. He told us they were bad people. He destroyed the relationship between Libya and the U.S. And Mefta says, I am better off here. All the Libyans we met said they were grateful not just for the medical treatment, but for the way they've been embraced by the staff at Spalding and the local Libyan community. There have been sightseeing tours, shopping trips to the mall. And best of all, they watched the New England Patriots beat the Kansas City Chiefs.
I remember the score. It was 32 to 13.
Mefta may have to have another round of surgery, then heal enough to go home. But he says he's coming back to the U.S.
Next year, I'll finish my high school and hopefully, if God will, complete my study here.
At the elevator, another Libyan wants to tell his story. Salim Abouras, a civil engineer living in the town of Jaro, west of Tripoli. When fighting broke out, he says he didn't think twice about taking up arms against Gaddafi.
The first reason was he did not allow us to use the benefits of our country. The second reason, we asked for freedom, and he responded with tanks. He was a dictator.
Salim became a rebel machine gunner. During a battle, shrapnel hit his hand. There's a deep scar across his palm where nerves and tendons were severed. He says he's not interested in revenge against those who wounded him and killed his friends. Justice, yes, but not revenge. Right now, he says Libyans have bigger problems.
This period of time is very dangerous in the history of Libya. Building a new country starting from zero. It's very difficult.
But to show his resolve, Salim points to his T-shirt, red, black, and green bars with a crescent moon and star in the center. It's the flag of Libya, he says, created in 1951 after independence from Italy. It was the symbol of all Libya until Gaddafi started flying his green flag in 1969. But we got rid of Gaddafi and his green flag. This is now Libya's flag. Salim also says it's the desire of the Libyan people, and for him it means one thing. Libya's future. On Saturdays, the Libyans gather for ESL classes.
Salem's a city. Massachusetts is what?
I'm big.
And United States.
I agree.
And United States.
States.
They say they come to this class so they can thank the staff at Spalding in English, or like Mefta, be able to come back and study in the U.S. But first, when wounds have healed, it'll be back to Libya to build up the new country their blood and sacrifice help create.
Ya biladi, ya biladi, fi jihadi wa jihadi.
To see photographs of the Libyans we met at the Spalding Rehab Hospital in Salem, Massachusetts, go to hearnow.org. You're listening to Hear Now.
Libya, 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 ya biladi al-birat al-jud.